Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
People are getting really sick and tired of the unjust system where the politicians and the offshore banks are tax-exempt, Obamacare-exempt, and then they use all these taxes and regulations to destroy us politically so we're dependent on them. It really boils down to that. Ted Cruz, an hour ago, concluded a 21-hour filibuster. The establishment authoritarian media that poses as liberals are reeling and frothing anger right now. They want to break this country. They want to collectivize things. The Republican leadership wants that as well. They hate Cruz and Rand Paul. They hate us. But it doesn't matter. We're winning the hearts and minds of the American people and of mainline conservatives and of the military and of liberals that are real liberals and who aren't authoritarians. Let's go to your phone calls and get your take on Ted Cruz and this historic speech he gave. Sean in Wyoming, thanks for calling in. What's your take on what you just heard?
He was articulate, composed, and extraordinary, was he not?
He's very presidential, yes.
And the thing of it is I watched it all night. I fell asleep by the television, and then I woke up, and it seems like you saw some of that, too. But it was extraordinary because Mike Lee from Utah was there as well. And Mike Lee went in, had a little dissertation in the middle of the morning, which is unfortunate because most of Americans weren't able to see it. But he talked about ultimately those that of us that believe in the Constitution. The Constitution trumps any unconstitutional ruling that may occur from time to time.
Yeah, that's Marbury versus Madison.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, these guys are very well scholared on the Constitution, Rand Paul, Lee, and Cruz, and to some extent Rubio in Florida. And, you know, they've come out of this this movement in 2010 when people started to get mad at the politicians that originally voted for this Obamacare. And we need that to occur next year with that much more diligence. But it was extraordinary to watch.
I agree with you. And even if they're unable to repeal it now, it will get repealed. And just because we're resisting, we didn't even have a resistance movement 5 years ago. The Republicans were trying to co-opt the Tea Party. They failed.
Yeah.
And so now Harry Reid's gone from saying the Tea Party has no power to last week throwing fits saying the Tea Party runs things. Notice every time I watch Fox News and see Karl Rove, what's he doing? Bad-mouthing the Tea Party. He tried to take it over, and he couldn't do it. We're done with blue blood Republicans. We're done with all these authoritarian Democrats. I'm not calling them liberals anymore. They are criminals, and they know they're criminals. I mean, look, the family business with all these people is race baiting and fighting and dependency. I mean, these are really disgusting people. And if we just politically discredit them and speak out against them and stop getting intimidated by them, it's over. That's how humanity works. Doesn't matter how much police state, how much garbage, it's over. It's Trump. The Soviet Union couldn't stand. East Germany couldn't stand when the people withdrew their consent. And that's why people like Lou Rockwell were so freaked out by, you know, Lord loving me, you know, means well, people like Adam Kokesh. They don't want to give them an excuse to start some physical confrontation when we are winning. That's why, look, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's the only move they've got. The problem is our people, you think the federal SWAT team 5 years ago would have come out and said they were ordered to stand down? You think the ATF would have gone public and told it was a cover-up 5 years ago? See, nobody's shutting up. That's why they're scared of whistleblowers. God bless you, sir. I appreciate you calling in. I mean, Dr. Corsi's joining us in an hour. Look at this right here on my iPhone. This video contains restricted content. Cannot watch it on my iPhone, even if I agree to the parental stuff. There's nothing on there. And most people can't even watch it now, showing how Obama is connected to the Kenyan Islamist extremists that killed all those people. You see that? This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, because we're effective. And I'm not saying that to go, hey, we're effective, we're cool. We're effective, we can win if you fight back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Senator Ted Cruz has done it. A historical 21-hour filibuster shut down by the creature, Harry Reid, the most unpopular politician in America, according to Gallup. And as you know, between 19 and 17%, depending on what group they ask in Gallup, but the highest is 19%, trust and support in government all-time low. As I've told you the last few years, but especially the last few months, a total collapse in confidence in the system, the military, anybody that's been in more than a couple years, I'd say 90% away. The young guys that get in for economic reasons or whatever, they just want to play video games or kill people, not many of them are awake. But anybody who's been in, anybody that's seen how the world works, is waking up right now. And for those that don't know, when the military and the police wake up with a regime, it's over. That's why the system, the globalists that have captured this government, that occupy it, and those aren't words. The globalists write books bragging that they have captured America. And these guys are about to get crowned King Nothing because they are falling down. Humpty Dumpty, folks, is falling down. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to put the New World Order together again. Now, just like Hitler, by the time he lost the Battle of Britain and the West started gearing up to invade the continent of Europe, he was going to lose World War II probably then. So, but he still doubled down and invaded Russia with Operation Barbarossa. And the dream there was they would take over the Aryan areas, as they saw it, of Western Russia and conscript them into, you know, magic SS armies to defeat everybody, and that didn't happen. Because, see, the Russians faced a frontal assault and couldn't give up. They had to fight for their lives, and they won. And it was really the Russians, folks, that predominantly beat the Germans. I mean, the Western allies had a big part of that as well, maybe 20-30% of it, but it was the Russians that were in the big, you know, million-man wars and hundreds of thousands dying and Stalingrad, you know, Leningrad, just unbelievable stuff. I say Stalingrad, Leningrad, they were changing the name all the time. It's St. Petersburg today. This is the type of stuff that's gone on historically. And the globalists put in their control grids, their spy grids. They're trying to acclimate everybody to illegal spying and secret arrest, but it's not working. It's just freaking everybody out. And everybody knows they're exempt from the taxes and regulations. Everybody knows they're doing it to shut down their competition. Everybody knows they're really slimy, except for maybe 15% of people that are on welfare and work for the system. Even people that have government jobs know it's pure bull. You do have some folks that literally think Obama's their daddy, like Chris Rock, and other folks that think he's, you know, our Lord and Savior Barack Obama, as Fox said. What's his name? Jamie Fox. It just gives me a headache to see how they're delusional. It's like a guy on PCP jumps off a building thinking he has wings and kills himself. That's how Jamie Fox and Chris Rock are. I want them to be free. I want them to be happy, but they're just imagining they're winning because there's a black president when it's all a corporate con game. And racial divisions at all-time highs, the black unemployment rates double. I literally want people to be prosperous. I literally want everybody to be successful. And then I have to sit here and be called racist by MSNBC and CNN without showing evidence. That shows the incredible propaganda war we've entered. Where we give you facts, numbers, statistics. And if we say Obama says raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise debt, we play the clip. If we say Ted Cruz said this, we play the clip. If we say a bill says this, we show you the bill. If we say a poll says this, we show you the bill. Not with Harry Reid, Barack Obama gets up and says 90% of Americans want to turn their guns in or whatever. It's actually the opposite numbers. So we're at a historical point. The issue here is, are we going to be able to turn the tide and turn this around? Our guest is coming up at the bottom of the hour, dealing with Veterans for Peace from the left angle trying to impeach Obama. And why is the president of Veterans for Peace not moving to impeach Obama when he moved to impeach a Bush? Well, because he's a Peace Prize winner, obviously. I tell you, Hitler should have got a Peace Prize, folks. We'd be speaking German right now. And if he wore a pink uniform, it'd have been over. And had a feng shui person over and, like, set up the right chancellery with under feng shui. And in feng shui, with that thing where you arrange that house according to some, I'm making sure I'm getting it right there, according to the Easter Bunny, the point, or Santa Claus, or whatever it is. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And we've got a lot of other serious news I'm going to get to as well after we take calls. Senator warns Obama not to implement UN arms treaty. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. New America has a report up on Infowars.com by Joe Wolverton. President Obama, quote, fired up and ready to repeal the Second Amendment. That's what he said at the Black Caucus Foundation's Phoenix Awards Dinner. You know, the NRA was actually set up to arm, Christians set it up to arm newly freed black slaves that did not use guns. That's on record, by the way. As well as train Northerners how to shoot in general. It doesn't matter. They have the Black Caucus and others saying it's racist because blacks are getting killed. The gang culture is why people are killing each other, not the gun. Let's continue here. Kerry to sign UN arms treaty despite senator's warning. That's an article out of Fox News mirroring Infowars.com. Meanwhile, Hollywood's new favorite cars are armored and electrified. They've got armed guards, but you can't have that. You can't be your own armed guard. You know, it's a really good feeling that we've got about five people that work here with concealed carries, and I got a 357 right here and an M4 back in my office, and I'm just going to defend myself. But it's real simple. We got guns in every room around here, and they hate that. The idea that, oh, government's got guns in every room to protect themselves, but I shouldn't have guns to protect myself. It's just like I've got a screwdriver over there if I need it, too. It's a tool. It's not like it's a mythical, spear of destiny that we have or something. It's that we don't live in fear, and we call 911 after we defend ourselves. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Not like getting in a fetal position if somebody came here after us. I guess we're all just supposed to get in a fetal position. Notice the mass shooters always go to where they know there's no guns. That's the government training videos say that if someone's trying to rape you, you vomit, urinate, or poop on them. Imagine, I have two daughters, and imagine we've got them in mixed martial arts. We're teaching them how to shoot. I can't imagine telling my daughters, well, if a guy ever tries to rape you, you know, when you move out of home when you're 18 or whatever, I want you to vomit on them or pee on them. I mean, it just shows the total. Now, there's a CNN headline, Beyond Vomiting, How to Prevent Rape. Oh, this country is so screwed up. You got to understand, the liberal followers are following an authoritarian religion, but they themselves are literally screwed up people who are into being disempowered and into hating masculinity, femininity, the family. And that's why their religion is screwing everything up, because they hate everyone. So that's some of the news on that front. Let's go to your phone calls. What did you think of Ted Cruz and his historic 21-hour speech? I just love it. Loved Rand Paul's filibuster, but it wasn't as long. This is what I want to see more of. And notice they said, oh, he'll be discredited. Oh, he's going to be demonized. His approval polls are up. Don't filibuster. Don't stand against us. That's unpopular. Talk with a lisping NPR voice. You'll be successful. They tell you to do what they know won't defeat them. I mean, if they are wild, crazy, gibbering authoritarians that write books about putting fluoride in the water to sterilize us and hurt us, like John P. Holdren did, then call them degenerate eugenicist, ultra-Hitlerian control freaks. Don't, just because they're extreme, don't dial back what you're going to say. Because if it's sensational what they're doing, then it's sensational. And realize how sensational liberty is, and how effective you are, and how much power you have. So many activists always dream of master plans to free the world and wake everybody up with a master stroke. So many people write me letters or on the street, if you just do this, you just say, I'm like, hey, you need to do it. You need to, and they go, but it will be bigger if you do it. No, it won't. You don't know that. It'll be bigger if all of us do little things every day. Go get a projector and project the First Amendment up on a city wall at night. The cops will probably come and arrest you. Then it'll be national news. Then the charges will get dropped. You see what I'm saying? They kept attacking red light cameras all over Arizona for about 5 years, libertarians that I don't know who was involved. Somebody was physically attacking them. I don't know who did that. But other people would just stand up there and point out it was happening until everybody started getting aware of it, and they had to remove them because of the moral authority. Now in Florida, you protest the cameras, they arrest you. Well, then you sue them. You're going to have to fight, folks, and teach these servants they work for you. Teach the tyrants that you're not going to roll over, that you're not easy prey. I'm telling you, the American symbol is not an ostrich grabbing its ankles, folks. I'm telling you, you know, the new symbol of America is not a family bent over a car with the state police doing proctology exams on them for their safety. The state police know full well the government ships in the drugs and launders the money. They know that, and you need to tell them that when they're strutting around with a drill sergeant hat getting in your face like you did something wrong, trying to have all this authority and fear over you. I've got Army PSYOP videos about how to have confrontations with the public and dominate them, and then to act nice to them after you do to break their will in third world countries, when our government would advise dictators how to oppress people. It's an Obama Deception 2 coming out. And I'm telling you, our cops, they don't even know it. They're told, do this for your safety, control the situation. They are being taught authoritarian systems to break America's back. They've twisted instincts of, if you're by yourself and got to deal with like five men, you better posture like you're in charge and everything, or it could go bad. Yeah, that's different. Not with my wife and kids, not with me, not with two women on the side of the road. You're acting like a stormtrooper thug right out of hell, and it's time for men to get right back in your face. But I'm just talking about the police, because they're where the rubber meets the road. You got to get in bureaucrats' face. There's a reason the bureaucrats laugh at you and act like you're powerless, because they're scared to death of you. I know they're getting ready for the lawsuit against the mayor and people over fluoride in the water. Where is it? I want to see 10 lawsuits. I want to see you attack them politically, legally, and lawfully. This is a war.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A few days ago, we reported on a school where a neighbor saw children playing with airsoft plastic pellet guns. And so they called the school, and the school is suspending one boy for 9 months. That's now official. And Fox News reports it like it's wrong, but says they have the power to do it. Folks, they don't have the power to do that. The school needs to be sued. You've paid the property taxes. It's a government training center, and it shows how they now use the schools, as they said they would do under UNESCO and the UN treaty, to take over everything. Your children belong to the state. Your kids are in their backyard playing with a spring-loaded, low-powered gun that shoots plastic pellets that my children target practice with. Great fun, very safe. And a neighbor says they're uncomfortable, and so you are now kicked out of school for 9 months. They said if he goes to classes and training and does good behavior, they might let him in next semester. And the parents are saying it's none of your business. The school goes, fine, your kid's kicked out. We decide they're dangerous. We feel threatened. Just like in Texas now, you got a rifle in your car or whatever, cops pull you over. We feel alarmed by your rifle. We're going to take you to jail, but my gun's legal. It don't matter, Jack. Just like YouTube. Hey, you got a video up there about Obama funding Al-Qaeda? You got a top expert on about it? We're just going to ban that video. YouTube community feels uncomfortable about that. Because we're liberals. We feel uncomfortable about your kid with a plastic pellet gun with an orange tip on it. They can't even give you a whelp on your arm. We feel uncomfortable. Your neighbor saw you cleaning your gun, sir, in your garage. Well, it's legal to have my gun. Sir, we're taking you in for psychological evaluation. I see this in the news every day. This is what they do. This is their authoritarianism, their totalitarianism. Let's go to your phone calls. I got a guest popping in for about 10 minutes. It's got a really good initiative to try to get the left shamed and doing the right thing against Obama. But right now, and we'll go back to your call for right now. Dave in Arizona, your take on Ted Cruz and what happened on that historic filibuster. What did you think of it?
I thought it was great. It takes a lot of physical strength and stamina to stand for 21 hours and speak.
Well, bigger than standing is the talking. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I've seen soldiers in the military pass out just standing in formation in the sun for maybe an hour, you know. And I've been close to that too. But I do want to say that I'm also thankful that he ended in prayer and asking for wisdom.
Oh yeah. Putin got criticized for putting an editorial out last week calling for loving Jesus. That day, what a dirty rat! He said families are important, man. He needs to be fired like that Fox sports reporter. Go ahead.
Well, back to our forefathers now, who Ted Cruz is representing, and he's representing us, you and I. The very First Amendment, the first part of the First Amendment, they had the foresight, the wisdom to put in, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. But they've already done that with our public schools. They're the synagogue of Satan. They teach the opposite of the Ten Commandments in the public schools, and they teach that man came from primordial ooze 4.5 billion years ago, which is a religion. So they are violating the First Amendment rights of your children. You should not even be sending your children to a public school.
Well, so, you know, I don't get into debates about how God made the universe, but undoubtedly the whole their theory of evolution has been proven a fraud. Darwin was one of the fathers of eugenics. He claimed that he was demon-possessed for 3 days with a fever when he got the idea of evolution. I'm not kidding, folks. Look this up. This is a fact. Read The Origin of the Species. I've actually scanned over it. I didn't read the whole thing years ago, but I've scanned over it. And things do change. Cars evolve. Computers evolve. By evolve, you know, you can breed, you know, big, strong men with big, strong women and get bigger, stronger people. I mean, there is breeding. There are changes out there. And the devil's very smart. They got the churches the last 170 years to debate science like the Bible was unscientific, and then had preachers that weren't scientists debate other scientists who themselves had their own religion. And so it became all about fighting and discrediting the Bible by men projecting their ideas onto it to create a false debate. And it was pure genius, and I don't debate any of it. You know, the Bible is accurate about the heavens. So is the Quran, by the way. And so are you know, famous Jewish historical writings. It was people the last 1,000 years, you know, leading up to the Renaissance, who thought the world was flat and all that. So that was the Dark Ages, folks. And the point is that there is a force of evil and good in the universe. And there's a lot of, you notice there's 10,000 churches. And there's 10,000 times 10,000. That's because everybody can fight on dogma to then break off and create their own group. And then you end up with, you know, the 100 different brands of each group out there, with everybody being Pharisees saying everybody else is the devil. I just want to have a good heart and try to be a good person.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Chad in Kentucky, Robert in California, Bill in Pennsylvania, Frank in North Carolina, and others. Your calls are coming up as soon as we talk to a guest who heads up Veterans for Peace down in Central Florida about why the left won't go after Obama for all his war crimes. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. And then Foxconn China plant closes after 2,000 riot. But don't worry, the robots, the 15 million robots that have been ordered to China, 5 million of them by Foxconn to make the Apple iPhones. Yeah, bad news. You might not be getting that one. You've got the new Apple iPhones you've got pre-ordered. Sorry, they're committing suicide too fast and having forced abortions right now at the giant death facilities. And of course, I've got an iPhone. And I admit it's a tracker system to enslave me. And that it spies on everything I do. And Intel's coming out with their new chips for phones that are on all the time and are actually powered by wireless, integrated with them. That's the whole story Steve Watson's working on. I mean, I know this is a little Imperial probe droid that is designed. It's not that the technology isn't interesting and isn't useful. It's that we're not given this and allowed to buy this because the system loves us. It's because this is the Trojan horse of transhumanism. This is the eugenics god. This is our little guardian, our little watcher that lovingly kills us every day while we use it with the microwave radiation on record. And it was built in a giant death camp with mass suicide, suicide nets, forced abortions, the drugging them with antipsychotics, 18 hours a day, people sleeping outside, their children chained to poles, the most vicious factories in the world build iPhones. Because the liberals demand more war and more death than anyone else, because they're not liberals. They are authoritarians. They disgrace the name liberal that Thomas Jefferson was. You need to understand what monsters they are. And you say, well, then you should vote with your dollars and not use this. Hey, the others are the same as well. They all run the gamut, but this is the rock bottom worst, is the Apple products. And I point out what this system is and have it here as an example to show you. You understand? It's like someone who's had an abortion coming out and telling you it's a bad idea. We're not judging anybody that has these, but people think it's a status symbol. It's shameful to have an iPhone. It's very, very shameful if you don't have it as a demonstration piece to show people this was built by slaves, political slaves, that don't have a choice. And if you just paid $5 more for these, so they're trying to lower the price so more poor people can get it so they can deindustrialize further, you understand, and track you. If you just paid $5 more, they've got studies out, you can lift those people in China out of poverty. But there'll be no fair trade for iPhones. This is designed to destroy people. They want to kill people in the process of making these. That's because humans are bad. They're the enlightened globalists getting rid of the unwashed masses. They're saving the earth while they use up the humans in the forced labor camps and preparing for the robots to replace them. And as soon as the robots are ready worldwide, France is going to get rid of their workers with them. China, the U.S., as soon as it's ready, as soon as the military is combat mech, the bioweapons will be released. Just prepare yourselves. This is the rollout. They're coming out with ground bulletproof combat robots for the U.S. I had that on a Wired magazine today. It's on. Our money built it. They're building the mega factories. They're building the grids. They're just testing the grids with these bobbles that surveil us. These are the smart meter control systems. Intel's announced all their chips will monitor all your appliances. Got Steve Watson doing a story on this. Nobody else is covering this. They have a video they put out bragging, and it will monitor your house, whether you signed up for it or not, and it will turn your computer off if you're not using it. Just like the smart meters now are in California controlling the thermostats. Remember, oh, they weren't going to do that. It was a conspiracy theory. Remember the old days when it was just crazy to talk like this? We're going to go to our guest here and then to your calls. Briefly, if you want to support the broadcast and get incredibly good products, it's a win-win scenario. Buy the ProPure water filters, the stainless steel gravity-fed systems. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER, the already lowest price. Cuts out the glyphosate, the fluoride, all of it. It's just simply amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. The number one selling, destroys the competition, ProPure family, and there's a lot of other similar systems that are a lot less expensive but are still high quality that we also sell that are, these are very affordable, but we have some even more affordable. There's a bunch of great water filters, Live Straw, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. You get a great deal and you support true independent hardcore media that is focused and upset about what's happening, that's trying to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free and tell them promo code WATER, 888-253-3139. Those phones ring right here, 888-253-3139. If too many people call, it rolls over to operators, but they're good folks too. 888-253-3139, the books, the films, the high-quality non-GMO seeds, all the stuff to be more self-sufficient. None of us are perfectly self-sufficient, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Look at this graph I've got. Food stamp growth, 75 times greater than job creation, and that's with government-cooked numbers. Weekly Standard's got that. The graph's up on InfoWars.com, and we can punch up my screen, and I'll show folks this. 14.7 million more people on food stamps compared to 194,000 new jobs created. And by the way, most of those are jobs created because everybody's going to part-time, tens of millions. You're being told, oh, sorry, no more 40 hours. You're down to 25. Or a lot of companies are just closing their doors. They're just saying, hey, you know what? I'm done. In fact, most business people I talk to that are over 50, They go, man, I really had a passion. Don't want to let my employees go. But I'm just sick of it. I'm leaving America, and I'm shutting down. And they go, and they say, bye, everybody. Woo-hoo. I mean, this is what happens in third world communist countries. We're now going into it. Opium, and the bankers know this. The corporations are all exempt from this. They're going to roll in and take over the economy. They know human nature. That's why people need to stay and work and keep people hired and do whatever you got to do to not comply, in my view, because the bankers are criminals. So at this point, it is a crime to comply. We comply because we're right in the middle of the crosshairs, and that's not our battle. But I personally, myself, am not complying at grocery stores. I'm personally sticking bumper stickers up on public things now. I'm personally walking up to cops I see and preaching at them. I'm personally getting really aggressive. Okay, I mean, I'm doing it. I cannot help it now. We've gotten in this position because we see like-minded Americans, and we talk to them, but average folks, we don't talk to them. If I'm jogging through a neighborhood, I'll stop and go, hey, you know about cancer viruses and the vaccines? I know it sounds crazy because you're not in the, and if a guy's like, man, this is weird, I go, yeah, it's weird that I'm talking to you. Just look into it. Just search cancer viruses, vaccines. Promise me. All right, I'll do it. 2 weeks later, was jogging, ran into the guy. He was like, I can't believe it. I looked it up. It's true. I've run into people now years ago who were pregnant and said, thank you for telling me not to have that vaccine. I looked it up and they lied to me and said there wasn't any additives and wasn't any side effects, but I got the insert after I had our little daughter and it was true. And thank you so much. I've actually had them now run into people again that I've done that. It's not that I'm some goody two shoes. I'm alive, folks. I'm angry. I know we're under attack by eugenicists. Somebody rolls their eyes at you. You know what you say to them? Oh, you know about injecting black people with syphilis. You know about sterilizing blood on there. Yeah, I know about that. Well, it's still going on right now. Look into it. People know now, though. It's gone from, oh, you're a kook to, yeah, yeah, you're right. Or they say, well, there's nothing I can do. The answer is you can do something. Now, Veterans for Peace is a good organization. I would call them a real liberal organization. I've seen them do good work against war. And, you know, not spend all their time promoting socialism. And I've known some Veterans for Peace people and found them to be quality folks like Don Darling here in town, who was a nuclear submarine captain, friend of mine. I haven't had him on years. Got to check in on him and get him back on the show and get him in studio. But Phil Restino is Veterans for Peace head in Central Florida, big chapter. He was friends with the late, great Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, Colonel Bowman, Dr. Bowman, nuclear physicist, chemical engineer, you name it. He died a few weeks ago after a long, decade-long battle with leukemia, basically a form of blood cancer. And great guy. I remember he'd come in here and do interviews with us. He'd go out immediately, just lay down in his RV. I saw him last year. He was here. He's going to be in Obama deception, too. That's how long I've been working on this. But we don't have a lot of time. I appreciate Phil coming on. The head of the Veterans for Peace nationally, Mike Finner, has intervened for 2 years to keep Veterans for Peace National President Elliot Adams from sending the same letter to members of Congress calling for a resolution to impeach Obama. So it's not enough to just have all the Hollywood people and folks, you know, go, okay, Obama conned us. He's worse than Bush with the press, worse than Bush on so many issues, because he's more effective at evil. And so we must politically destroy him, even though he's a puppet to stop the agenda, to stop the wars, to stop the Syria starting that war. Escalating that war. And so I want to commend Phil Restino, who I know is really active because I see his work all the time. Out of all the Veterans for Peace people, he's very effective. Let's say a few words first about Bob Bowman. And then I want to get into, we have a clip of this, of the president of your group calling to go after Bush, but not Obama. You guys were an important, influential group with what you'd call the left. I would just call it the real left, not the authoritarian left. And trying to get an impeachment resolution going. You know, why is it all the libertarians doing that, not the Republican leadership or Democratic leadership? It shows how paid off they are. But Phil, good to have you on joining us via Skype.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Thank you for the opportunity to get our story out today. And I've got so much to tell you, I can hardly wait to hear what it is. But you mentioned Bob Bowman, and if I could, whatever good comes from this interview, we'd like to dedicate it to Dr. Bob Bowman. And there's a couple of things I do have to clear up. Any criticism that I do have of Veterans for Peace and the anti-war organizations as a whole is because I believe in the Veterans for Peace statement of purpose. I believe in what they practiced, the principles they practiced during the Bush years, which got me to join them. And as far as the president of Veterans for Peace, you mentioned Mike Ferner. He's a former president of Veterans for Peace, but he's the fellow that gave that fiery speech in 2005, which led me to join Veterans for Peace. And we did eventually pass a resolution in 2011 at the national level calling for Congress to impeach Obama for the same war crimes we cited in our call for impeaching Bush. And at that particular time, there was the president was Elliot Adams in 2011. And
now, yeah, I don't know all that inside baseball. I'm just going off your letter you sent
Sure.
us. So bottom line, how do we get Veterans for Peace to take action?
Well, right now, we have this article out on Activist Post, and I appreciate you folks taking note of it. It's called Timeline to Veterans for Peace's Vote to Impeach Obama 2009 to 2013. And if we could direct your audience to that article on activistpost.com, all the links and the whole story's there.
Okay.
What we have is a resolution right now, 2 years later, which if it passes next month when the membership votes, it will force the president, the current president, Patrick McCann of Veterans for Peace, to issue the same letter and deliver it to members of Congress as was done in 2005 for Bush. That has not been done for 2 years now since the resolution to impeach Obama passed in 2011.
Well, again, I just think it's disgusting that he's been given the Peace Prize and that all the so-called lefties are really a bunch of authoritarians on the national stage dancing around going, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, our guy won. I was there criticizing Bush for all his warmongering. It's just disgusting. I can't see how all the so-called anti-war left, when we've got the government starting wars openly now and overthrowing all these countries and just engaging in mass murder of Christians, you name it, and I don't hear anything out of the anti-war movement because it's just too trendy to love Barack Obama.
Well, it's been a shame, and this is why we've been there's a lot of us in the rank and file, Alex, that are never heard from, and that's why we're criticizing the national leadership, because that's what the impression the general public gets is from them, unless you're active locally, and that's what your local community gets. But our chapter of Veterans for Peace, I don't think you could call us left or right. We just stick to the statement of purpose, and we had a good example in Bob Bowman being a member of our chapter. As you know, Bob Bowman, during the last years of his life, was very strong on the getting out the word about the artificial divide of Americans between left and right. There's a great in-studio interview you did with him back in July of 2009, which we made into a DVD, and his article of July 2010 called Left and Right Together. Your interview with him back then is entitled America is Artificially Divided, and that's what we have here, and I believe that is the biggest threat to our security in this country, is this divide.
I agree with you, and it's because of that false left-right paradigm. It doesn't mean that on the so-called left and right there aren't real issue differences, but the system uses those terms just to get people not to work together.
Exactly.
And again, the so-called left, where are they criticizing Obama on the NDAA, on persecution of the press, on all of it? All Americans need to come together against this, and Obama needs to be impeached. Impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, just as Dennis Kucinich, you know, has now been critical of Obama. He got that Air Force One flight early on and suddenly supported Obama. I don't get why people sell out for red carpets and, you know, sell out for feeling like they're part of the power structure. I mean, I wouldn't want to be on Air Force One. I wouldn't want to walk around on red carpets. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. It's all delusional garbage, and it'll all end up being dust. Speaking of Bob, when was the last time you had a chance to talk to him before he died?
Just about a week or so. We took him to the VA down there in Vero Beach, and it was a very good funeral service we had for him, and I could go on for hours about Bob Bowman. But one thing you mentioned, and his wife Maggie, I spoke with her Sunday, and she's looking forward to getting together with you at some point with family friend Russell Gentile.
Yeah, we've invited her on the show.
Yes.
Family reached out, and whoever would like to get him on, yeah.
It's tough. She just lost Bob, and it's a process, but she does want to take you up on that invitation. But as far as the left and the right, it's really the problem here. And you mentioned Dennis Kucinich. When Obama bombed Libya in 2011, March 19th, you had Professor Francis Boyle, who would be viewed as someone from the left, an international law professor who's actually prosecuted war criminals.
Sure.
And former Deputy Attorney General Bruce Fein, which would be considered the right. And then you had pundits left and right. You had members of Congress left and right, all calling for impeaching Obama for attacking Libya. Yet the leadership of the anti-war movement was mute.
That's right, because they're really controlled opposition. CFLVeteransForPeace.org. Thanks for joining us, Phil. We'll be back with your calls.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We're back, folks. Going to your phone calls. Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Americans complain of soaring Obamacare costs. They're now hitting, even though it officially kicks in 5 days. Record gun sales in Maryland as tyrannical law looms. Democrat delegates push for bill for gun confiscation. They're open about it. Wherever they get control, they take the guns, while lying and saying, we don't want your guns, we don't want your guns. They are a criminal intellect, folks. You need to understand that. Senator warns Obama not to implement UN arms treaty. Obama says they're going to sign it anyways. Al-Qaeda rejects CIA's national coalition in Syria. They want full command of the forces. Leftists who cheered abortion filibuster slam Ted Cruz. And we got another article breaking down things by Mike Adams. Why is Obamacare so unaffordable? Another California county votes for secession. Cyprus-style wealth confiscation is now starting to happen all over the world. I want to bring that up because he's a financial expert with Corsi as well, though we've got him on about censorship now of the interview we did Monday on YouTube, and I knew that would happen, about Obama funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, they just are really afraid of how we put things. I can always tell when a video doesn't have outrageous claims, but is really effective and hardcore. I always know. Well, I also learned, one time we showed a clip of the Skeksis dying in the Dark Crystal when the Saudi king had died, and we made a joke out of it, and they took it down. YouTube put a strike on us and said that was offensive to show a clip of a Disney movie of a dying emperor. I mean, if you can't lampoon public figures, who can you? And it's because these people throw their money around, and they want to make America authoritarian. That you got all these lobbying interests that make their money out of criminal government who are here lobbying to take our freedom. And the Saudi Arabians are right in the middle of it, and I'm sick of it. I am sick and tired of it. So there's going to be a lot more talking about the Saudi royal family and a lot more coverage here. If you start trying to push us around, you're gonna get a doubling down, punks. Chad in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to say, you know, when Obama goes to bed at night and, you know, all our ambassadors get killed over in Benghazi and you've got Ted Cruz that stands up there and will, you know, preach about the Constitution, is actually talking about this tyrannical government. He's talking about, you know, all sorts of other things that are going on. You know, everyone's starting to wake up, and these politicians know that, and that's why they're kind of going on both sides right now, and it's either on the side of liberty or the side of tyranny. I mean, Petraeus can't even go out in public. You know, McCain can't even go out in public anymore, and you've talked about this before.
Well, that's right, and the neocons and the Democrats are all in this together at the top. It's liberty versus tyranny. It's libertarian versus authoritarian. That's the choice that we all have right now. And the system's gone from, oh, the Tea Party didn't have any power, to they're running things, to everybody loves Obamacare. Like, all right, we know you don't like it, but it doesn't matter. Because they don't. Now they know that they're in trouble. And I'm just concerned about what they're going to pull to change the subject. And I predict bigger mass shootings are going to stage, and new Oklahoma City bombings are going to blame on us. And they've already done it a bunch to me. They blamed the Boston bombing on me because I pointed out they were behind it. They now say on CNN and MSNBC that I made them bomb with no proof. Now, why do you think they'll come out and say things like that? That Alex Jones and libertarians are why the Tsarnaev brothers bombed. Why do you think they say that with no proof? Because we are the high noon to these vampires. Do you see what I'm saying, Chad?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. I think that they know that they either have to hurry up and close the door on us because so many people are waking up, or we're going to wake up and put them all in jail. And now with this UN arms treaty that Kerry's about to sign today, which I heard can be implemented as soon as Wednesday, and you put that together with their October surprise, you never know what's going to happen.
They're going to go shoot up shopping malls and schools. They'll send in a black op team and have some drugged up person they shoot in the head they blame it on. I mean, they might kill 500 kids next time. I mean, these people are sick. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.